Maddie, yes, congratulations for your performance on The Voice. Can you tell us how you felt being up there on stage?
Well, it's not my first time performing on a stage in front of an audience, but it was my first time in front of superstar coaches, and that was pretty daunting, a bit scary. I didn't think anybody would turn for me, so I was really, really, really nervous. Mm-hmm. I couldn't feel my body, and I didn't know what to say to the coaches. You know, as well as it being really nerve-wracking, I was still really excited because, you know, they are superstar coaches, and I do love to perform, and I thought it was a great opportunity, and I was just really happy to be there.
Yes. Well, the fact that you did have such famous judges on the panel, did that shine a different light on your performance and your effort? Did it make it feel different? I mean, obviously it did. It was daunting, as you explained, but did it make you put extra effort in?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it was a massive opportunity to begin with, and, you know, having those superstar coaches sitting there in those big chairs was, you know, it added an extra importance to the performance. It's not so much that you want to impress them, but, you know, you want to show everyone what you can do and you really want to put in a great performance.
And you certainly did. Now, tell us why you chose the song by Katy Perry.
Well, I chose the song because I really like the lyrics. I love the lyrics in the song. I find that it's a very emotive song and it has such a deep meaning to it, even though I'm so young. People may think it's a bit hard for someone like me to connect to it. I really do connect to the lyrics, and I love them. And I also love Katy Perry. And seeing as she's such a big pop icon, I thought that that really reflects on my performance.
Can you tell me a little bit about your style, your singing style?
Yes, of course. I think I am pretty much a pop singer, but, I mean, I can do all kinds of genres, and I love all kinds of genres of music. I do like a little bit of musical theatre. Some people kind of picked up on that. But I also love ballads. I didn't get that opportunity to show that with this song as much. But I sing ballads and, you know, slow contemporary songs and sometimes some really upbeat stuff.
That's quite a range.
Yeah.
That must keep you very busy. Do you do some performing on a regular basis?
Well, I haven't done a lot so far this year. It has been mostly The Voice, which is still really good. I think that's a lot bigger than anything else I've ever done. In recent years, especially last year, I've done a few competitions and performances with my singing school and just little bits and pieces here and there.
Now, Boy George and Kelly Rowland were the ones who reacted to your performance, and then they had an interesting discussion between them in order to, of course, attract you to their teams. Yeah. Why did you choose Kelly?
Well, obviously, look, I really, really wanted to work with someone like Kelly because she has been in the, I mean, Boy George has been in the pop world too, but I feel that because Kelly was a young girl like me in the pop world and, you know, she's a bit of a pop princess, pop diva herself, so I thought I could connect with her a little bit better. But, you know, Boy George put out some really good points. He doesn't have anyone else like me on his team, and he would keep my uniqueness as well. And, you know, my parents did grow up with Boy George, so it made it a little more appealing. But at the same time, I grew up with Kelly and, you know, her being a part of Destiny's Child. So, it was a really hard decision, but I felt like I connected more with Kelly.
I see. Well, tell us a bit more about your background. I understand you're studying music at RMIT.
Yes, I am. I actually have uni in maybe half an hour, but...
Oh, I better hurry up.
No, all good. I'm happy to have a good conversation about The Voice. It's cool.
Yes.
So I'm studying a Bachelor of Arts Music Industry at RMIT, and that goes for about 3 years. So I'll be done in 2020, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just picked that one because I thought it was the best course for me. It gives me a new insight into the industry. I really like the idea of it, and it shows the business side of it.
Yes.
Well.
Yes, a lot of people just tend to stick to the techniques and to the theories and, you know, the music side of things rather than knowing anything about the industry.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a very fresh perspective on music, and I think it'll make it a lot more interesting as well.
Now, you also write your own songs.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of messages are you focused on in your lyrics?
Well, you know, it really depends on the song. Obviously, there's a couple of maybe a little bit of love songs in there, but mm-hmm. I also have other songs with the message of empowerment and, you know, believing in yourself and who you are and just being confident in yourself.
Is that important to you?
Very, very, very important to me. Going on the show, I was looking for a little bit more encouragement and support in what I do. And, you know, I've already seen that from so many people sending beautiful messages. And, you know, life is quite challenging. So, you know, these songs help me to write a release from everything.
Hmm. I was going to ask you, how are you handling the audience responses?
It's actually quite, you know, it's really cool. I think it's quite inspiring to know that others really love what I do, you know, especially the Macedonian community. They've been amazing. They've been so, so, so supportive. Like, I did not expect that, you know, and I couldn't be more grateful for that, you know. It's really cool.
And what about the Maltese community?
Well,
do they claim you as well?
I feel that because my last name, a lot of people have no idea that I'm half Maltese as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're all kind of in the dark about it, but hopefully, you know, interviews like this and other little media things, people understand that, you know, I'm also half Maltese, so there's a whole other community that, you know, can also get behind what I do.
Mm-hmm. Are there any musicians or singers in your family, Maddie?
No, it's actually quite interesting. I'm the only musician really in my family.
Really?
Yeah, it's really strange. People wouldn't, you know, a lot of people come from musical backgrounds and families, but
mm-hmm. Well, there must be a grandmother somewhere in the past.
I'm sure my baba or my nan down the line would sing or something like that.
So whose vocal cords do you think you've inherited then?
Definitely not my mum's or my dad's. I have no idea. I think I'm just a little human being who came into this world with these weird vocal cords, and now I'm on The Voice, and it's like, what?
Yes,
it's
yes.
A little bit crazy.
So what is your experience like so far on the program?
It's been great. It's been a little bit intense, I have to say, but I think it's been a real learning curve as well.
In what way?
And well, you know, I've learned what it's like to be working with other artists as well, and, you know, how to communicate with such big stars as well. It's something not a lot of people get to do, talk to someone like Kelly Rowland. But
yes.
You get to learn how to talk to them. But you also just learn about yourself, and, you know, you find who you are. And, yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, let's say you do win. What do you hope it will enable you to do?
Well, I hope that it enables me to write more songs and to produce more of my music and to show everybody what I can do.
Well, Maddie Krzyzewski, all the best, good luck, and, well, at least you know the Macedonian community will be behind you.
Yes, of course. I'd also just like to say a big thank you to the Macedonian community because they have been really, really great. And thank you so much for the interview today. I really, really appreciate it.
And can you just tell us briefly what happens next?
So it will be the knockout round next. I have no idea when that's happening, but everyone will be finding out as soon as the blind finish. So make sure that everybody jumps on board with the rest of the artists in the blind audition. And, yeah.
That's great. Well, Maddie Krzyzewski, thanks for speaking with SBS Macedonian.
Thank you so much.